friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Family rejoices as baby that fit into the palm of a hand goes home after 460 days in the hospital. Written by Heather Riegelman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A baby so small, he fit into the palm of a hand. This is a story of incredible resilience and miracles as a family rejoices as a baby born so tiny that he fit into the palm of his mother's hand goes home after 460 days in the hospital. We know our lives fit perfectly in the palm of God's hand as he guides, protects, comforts, and rejoices over each and every one of us. But baby Kendall Jernikins is the perfect example. He was born at 25 weeks premature and weighed a mere 15 ounces. When he was born, his chances of survival were stacked against him. His parents, Sparkle and Keith, were told he had a 50% chance to survive. "I was just scared my baby wasn't going to make it," Sparkle recalled. But each day as Kendall grew stronger, he continued to defy the odds, even though he had quite a few medical complications from being born so early. Kendall had a tracheostomy and was also placed on a ventilator to help him breathe. As he continued to grow and thrive, Sparkle faced health complications of her own. She contracted COVID-19 and was in a coma for 3 months. Her biggest fear was that her son would not remember her. She recalls, "He was not going to remember me, but when they were finally reunited, she said her son looked at me the whole time." After the precious mother and son were reunited, the baby born so tiny he fit into the palm of a hand was eventually able to go home. That's when reality hit for Sparkle. After 460 days, which is about 1 year and 3 months, in the hospital, Kendall's medical team said it was time for him to go home, even though he was still using a feeding tube. "I couldn't believe it. I was just like, oh, my baby really made it," Kendall's mother said. "I prayed, I cried, I was happy, I was sad, I was everything, but I was ready for my baby to come home." Because he had such a tiny start in life, his staff threw up a cheer parade. We can indeed say this sweet little boy is a miracle child. We can thank God for Kendall's life and how he proves God certainly keeps each of us close and loved in his mighty hands. "Yet you are he who brought me forth from the womb. You made me trust when upon my mother's breast. Upon you I was cast from birth. You have been my God from my mother's womb." Psalm 22:9-10. Six-year-old found dangling in tree after tornado ripped through home and family needs prayer. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After an EF3 tornado ripped through their home in Salado, Texas, the family of Vanessa and Joel Rios needs prayer. The storm put all of the family members in the hospital with serious injuries and even left six-year-old Miriam Rios dangling from a tree unconscious. Now, the community comes together to pray and help get the family back on their feet. When tornado warnings came in, Vanessa and Joel Rios loaded their family into their truck. They tried to leave for somewhere safer, but soon discovered there was no escape. The pelting hail and horrendous conditions forced the Rios family to turn around and head back home. A pregnant Vanessa Rios, her husband, Joel, and their two children, Miriam 6 and Ezra 1, huddled in their mobile home hoping to ride out the storm. Sadly, though, they sat directly in the path of the EF3 tornado. The deadly tornado, reaching winds of 165 miles per hour, passed right over the Rios family's mobile home, ripping it from its foundation. It tore the structure apart and tossed the family members around like rag dolls. Their mom remembers waking up, rolling over on her side, and seeing her daughter in a tree, and she can't get up or do anything. She just rolled over and cried, recalled Vanessa's brother, Stephen Perez. The storm completely destroyed the home. Both Joel and Vanessa Rios were tossed around inside. Tragically, Vanessa suffered a miscarriage as a result of the incident. Though Joel Rios was buried under loads of debris, he used all of his strength to yell and wave for help. Passerby Blake Miller saw Joel and raced over to help him, but the father kept pointing and insisting he search for his family. You could tell he used every last bit of his energy and strength that he had. He just tried to get help for his family, Blake recalled. That man was in pieces and he was still fighting for his family. Blake found 6-year-old Miriam Rios dangling upside down and unconscious from a cedar tree. The EF3 tornado had carried her hundreds of yards from her home. She was severely injured, but miraculously still alive. Blake also found the couple's 1-year-old son, Ezra, in a field covered beneath limbs and debris. I mean, I had to dig probably 3 feet into these trees and limbs that were everywhere, the Good Samaritan explained. The little baby was underneath all of it, underneath the whole pile. Miraculously, he was alive. The little boy managed to suffer the least amount of injuries, and Blake Miller is just grateful the Lord used him to help this family after something so horrific. I don't think of myself as no hero or anything, he said. It's something that the Lord blessed me with to help people, and that's what I'm going to do. All of the members of the Rios family, Vanessa, Joel, Miriam, and Ezra, became hospitalized following the EF3 tornado. 1-year-old Ezra was in the best condition. The others have undergone surgeries, and poor Miriam remains in critical condition, fighting for her life. The community immediately began rallying around the Rios family. Donations pour in via a GoFundMe page set up by Vanessa's brother. Neighbors set to work in clearing the rubble and debris of what was once the Rios' family home. We need to get this cleaned up, said Mike Machow, the owner of Solana Ranch, where the family lived. I don't want them to come back to this. I mean, they don't need to see this, honestly. Though the EF3 tornado has taken so much from the family, they've managed to hang on to each other. And the amount of prayers, love, and support they are receiving is touching. The generosity has astonished Stephen Perez, the brother of Vanessa Rios. Seeing how fast Salado came together to donate diapers and formula for my sister, for her kids, and seeing how fast everything's just developed over time, he said of the community's response. The Rios family still has a long road of recovery ahead of them. Please be lifting them up, along with all of those who are impacted by this natural disaster. We ask you, Lord, for the complete healing of Miriam Rios. And may your blessings fall upon this family who has suffered so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.